Almost 2 months after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, millions are still without electricity and desperate for necessities including water, hot meals, and shelter. Philadelphia City Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez recently returned from the island and joins me now. Councilwoman, thanks for making time on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Were you able to make contact with your family members on the island?
I was. I spent quite a bit of time there from the mountainous towns which were part of the eye of the storm, and I can tell you that it's devastating to see the number of roads and bridges that have fallen and the devastation that exists.
Though safe to assume many of those mountain regions have not been made whole yet.
You see dozens and dozens of light poles on the roads, shrubbery, the ability or the inability for many of the cities and towns to be able to move their trash. Everywhere there's a pile of furniture, and it's quite impactful.
Though, to what extent do you see work crews righting those down poles and removing trash?
It's an incredible job. I think we're very concerned from an advocacy perspective, you know, both as a Puerto Rican legislator here, but as a member of a national Puerto Rican group and locally, we're very concerned about when the military operation leaves. You know, are they going to take some of that heavy equipment that's on the island? There's still many roads that are not totally clear. For instance, all last week it rained, so we're still having mudslides. The ground is very, very wet. So we're very concerned that not enough happened the first 40-something days, and what this moving from crisis to rebuild phase means for cities.
Is the situation substantially improved in San Juan?
Depends on who you ask, right? So in the San Juan area, because of the density, for instance, in Santurce and some of those towns, they still are experiencing a lot of flooding when it rains because there's trash. You know, the inlets are full. You know, we were in the Senate of Puerto Rico meeting with leadership there, and the Senate of Puerto Rico went dark, and the meeting had to be canceled. So we are nowhere near the ability to operate, you know, and as much as we try to say, okay, what does this next rebuild normal look like? How can you be normal if 40% of the residents still don't have any water, let alone drinking water, because the 60% that may have periodic water, it's still not drinking water, and then, you know, 40% who don't have it, if only 20%, you know, of the folks have some sort of electrical capacity, this is pretty alarming that American citizens are living under these conditions, you know, 45 days in.
The Trump administration came under criticism initially after the storm for their response that was described as, say, tepid. Has that improved in the time that you were there?
It's very difficult. You know, we had an opportunity to meet with the governor, and I think the governor was as diplomatic as he could be, considering he was dealing with Trump. And his request 2 days ago of $94 billion and his testimony yesterday before Congress is an example of him understanding that he is challenged, because on the one hand, if he's critical of this administration, he's not going to get anything. But his position is, we want parity with United States citizens that get, whether you're in Florida, you're in Texas, the U.S. Virgin Islands, we need some parity.
In contrast to your description of the governor's assessment, the mayor of San Juan was more outspoken. Did you have opportunity to meet with her as well?
I did not. We will be joining her on Sunday. She will be joining, you know, what I hope to be thousands of Puerto Ricans that will be marching on Washington, and she will be there. I hope to get an opportunity to do that. She is right. You have 78 municipalities, right? And as much as people have stepped up to the plate on working hard, when you look at FEMA and government support, it is different. And so she is right to call that out. I don't think the governor can be as vocal because he's dealing with a temperamental president, right, who could decide, you know, not to support what his plans is. And now that he has a better grasp of the amount of money it's going to take to rebuild, then he has to do his strong advocacy.
Councilwoman, just back Sunday after an arduous week in Puerto Rico, you have just enough time to restore your energies and then appear this coming Sunday at that rally. Best of everything to you.
Thank you. you for the opportunity. And I want to thank everybody for the overwhelming support we've gotten from the thousands and thousands of people who have contributed. And I hope you join us in the advocacy to get the federal government to do what America has always done across the world, which is take care of people. This is a humanitarian crisis, and we're not doing it in Puerto Rico.
Philadelphia City Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez on Newsworks tonight.